Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program is about the music of astronomy. The universe and its forces, the beauty and mystery of planets, stars, and galaxies has always been a source of inspiration for artists. On this program, we'll hear some of the music that has been created from this source of cosmic inspiration. The composers will be Nancy Vandeveit, Deborah Drattle, and Jane Brockman. Nancy Vandeveit was born in Plainfield, New Jersey in 1930. She played the euphonium in high school and with the New Jersey All-State Band, as well as studying piano. She made her professional debut as a pianist at the age of 15, and a year later was studying the piano in New York. Her professional training included study at the Eastman School of Music, Wellesley College, the University of Mississippi, and Florida State University, from which she received a Doctor of Music degree in composition. A prolific composer, she is best known for her large orchestral works. Vandeveit has taught piano privately and at several colleges in the southern United States, raised three children, founded the League of Women Composers, and played viola with the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra. Since 1985, she has lived in Vienna, where she and her second husband run the Vienna Modern Masters Record Company, which they founded. We're going to hear a piece called Distant Worlds. It was composed in 1985. The composer says that it is in the arch form of A, B, C, D, C, B, A, and features a virtuosic part for solo violin, which she compares to the extended viola solo in Berlioz's Herald in Italy. The center point of the arch, the D section, does not include the solo violin at all. It is in the nature of a cadenza for the percussion. Distant Worlds was composed in Jakarta, Indonesia, and brought to completion in Bratislava, Czechoslovakia, in 1985. The title carries the imagery of space, and it also alludes to the composer's great love of travel, which she shares with her husband, to whom the work is dedicated. In this recording, Janusz Mirinski is the violin soloist. The Polish Radio and TV Symphony Orchestra of Krakow is conducted by Szymon Kawala. Thank you.